This is Guardian Radio, your station for up-to-the-minute news, intelligent, interactive, and engaging conversation. 96.9 FM. The views and opinions of the hosts and guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the position of the management and staff of Guardian Network.
See Live Off the Record with Cheval Golang is brought to you by Burger King, the Cleveland Clinic, ESC Distributors Limited, Grand Bahama News, the IAAF World Relays Bahamas, RF Bank and Trust, and Raw Star Assurance.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to Z Live. I'm Cheval Golang, your host. So glad that you could join us here today on Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM, on this beautiful hot Friday afternoon. I trust and hope that you are doing well. Let me give it a little land today. So I have some very special guests in studio, and I don't have an opportunity to have people I highly regard all in the same place and so forth and so forth, but I have that day. So I had to make my schedule bend to make this happen. So I'm going to be with you for a bit, folk, but I won't be with you for the entire time live. I'll be with you for the rest of the time, but won't be live. But so glad you could join us here today. So I'm not going to read those telephone numbers for you because they're not going to be any good to you today with respect to me. But I do have in studio today, of course, we are live on Cable Bahamas Channel 969. That's the way my mother listens to the show. And you can catch us on BTC Flow Channel 612. So if you have somebody can't catch us the way you're catching us, tell them about those two. Cable Bahamas 969 or BTC Flow Channel 612. But I have in the studio today special guest from the Bahamas Technical and Vocational Institute, none other than President Dr. Linda A. Davis. And oh my goodness, retired Permanent Secretary, Communications and Training Specialist, Elise Delancey is here with us, and Mr. Edward Dabble, Government Energy Sector Advisor. We want to talk about our solar program, BTVI's. Welcome, ladies and gentlemen.
Thank you for having us.
No, thank you for coming today. You know, every time BTVI comes on the show, I get excited because y'all always doing something progressive, something that's, just pragmatic and practical to help people get further in life. So what's going on, Madam Davis?
Yeah, well, thank you so much. It's good to be with you again. You know, I miss the conversations we have from time to time, provocative and engaging. Sure. But BTVI is really very excited to be involved with this solar initiative, solar PV installation and maintenance initiative through the Office of the Prime Minister, Ministry of Finance. In the renewable sector, it is an opportunity for BTVI to really leverage the sector and get engaged in the greening or renewable sector with respect to training for the country.
Okay, and so specifically this means what for whom?
So if you may allow me to invite retired PS and communications strategist to talk a bit about the background, because we are in this because of the funding that has come through that facility. So I'm going to invite her to talk more broadly about the EU and the IDB and all the good stuff that they're doing through the unit there. And then I can go into some specifics in terms of what that program looks like, if you don't mind.
Super. Sounds great.
Well, good afternoon. And again, thank you for having us. As you know, each time I move, I learn a new language. So here I am again learning the language of renewable energy.
There you go.
This is a deliverable of the reconstruction with resilience in the energy sector of the Bahamas IDB loan. I simply shorten this to the renewable energy loan. Which is really not, it's just easier for me to say and for people to remember. But what happened with this loan is that the loan came about because of the Hurricane Joaquin and Hurricane Dorian. You know that one devastated the, or I should say badly affected the southern islands, Mikal, Mayaguana, Inagawa, Crooked Island, Acklands, and Long Key. And Long Island was to some extent also badly hit. And then we had the devastating hurricane of Dorian. And what happened was for weeks, as we all know, persons were without without electricity. Well, I'm not your engineer or energy advisor. That is for Mr. Dabble to talk about. But the loan now is to for us to implement rooftop and ground-mounted and otherwise ground-mounted PV, photovoltaic generation systems and microgrids in order to combat this, to make our communities more resilient. And so Dorian didn't only devastate Grand Bahama North and Central, but also East Grand Bahamas, I'm sure you're aware. So the implementation of these microgrids and PV generation systems will be in Mikal, including Long Key, and Mr. Dowler is going to kick me on the table, but including Long Key and the Cooperstown Clinic in North Abaco, the government mini hospital and government and building government and government complex in Marsh Harbor, and five communities in East Grand Bahama, which will include Waterkey, High Rock, Freetown,
Sweetinsky,
and McLeanstown. And we will be putting those. Our message for this is to provide resilient and reliable energy, particularly during times of when we have these kinds of weather actions coming about. But how did we get to Dr. Davis and BTVI? My role is communications and training. So I'm back to my original, to where I started, right? Life is circular. And the empowerment part of it is that if you're going to implement these things, then you want to train persons who are able to install and maintain the systems. What we have done with BTVI is that we are beginning with a basic installation and maintenance program, and we're hoping that BTVI will be able to build upon that over time. So you start, let's say, level one, then you have level two and so on and so forth. So we started with the training of our facilitators, and we're hoping that eventually they will get an NABCEP certification, and then we'll be training another 25 persons. And those persons, we're hoping, will not only come from New Providence, but also from the Mikal, North and Central Abaco, and well, Grand Bahama districts, those persons. But this program will also have a third component, and that is a pilot for persons with disabilities, and yet a fourth component where there will be a workshop for teachers and students together of persons who of science and maybe social sciences, but certainly in the technical area. So it does have four components to it. That's in a nutshell.
That's a comprehensive, very comprehensive program. You know, it's interesting that we're having this discussion today because less than an hour ago, I was driving past BTC's tower. And I was explaining to my son, who was in the car with me, that during Francis and Jane, when Freeport was out of electricity for a long time and most people were without internet services, et cetera, that in order to catch some programs I was trying to catch, I would drive to that hour and stay in the parking lot there for hours catching programs I was trying to listen to, and it was the only way I could do it.
Okay.
And so that resilience is absolutely critical and important for us in these kinds of times, because some of us have lived what not having that means.
Precisely so. And that's why we're trying to, we're not excluding anybody. We're simply saying that we would really like persons who live in those areas to come in for the training because, hey, every time someone goes awry with something in Mekwana, you really don't want to have to wait 2 days and 3 days for the person to come down to Mekwana, you know?
Yeah. So if I may, Givago, just piggyback a bit on that to give a bit more details in terms of how the program is going to be ramped out. We, BTVI, is working in partnership with one of our Canadian partners, Nova Scotia Community College, who has a state-of-the-art built environment center. And so we are really, really excited to have access to that kind of expertise as we build capacity within BTVI and ultimately within the country. And so the initial part of the program is including, as Elise mentioned, the training of 8 of our instructors. And they are being led by the former general manager of BTC. We are fortunate to have access to Kevin Baisden, who is an acting vice president at BTVI and is at the lead of that trainer program. And so they're getting insight from someone, an engineer who has been on the ground, who knows our BPL system and is able to speak in a very informed fashion about what that means as we now look at the possibilities of PV and solar technologies. Once we get those 8 instructors trained, we will be delivering an introductory course to 25 persons, introductory, but we will have the elements of that curriculum to build out from the beginner to the advanced stage. And as Elise indicated, we'll have a component that speaks to persons with disabilities embedded in that, and then finally have a workshop that exposes students and teachers to the general concept in terms of PV, renewable, and solar energy. So we're excited. We're really excited.
Yeah, but we forgot that females are also included.
Oh, yes, of course.
We cross every boundary.
In fact, Mr. Edwards, I was just, Mr. Darwin, I was just coming to you just to ask you to weigh in on this as the government's energy sector advisor, because you and I both know how critical energy plays a role in our entire society, whether it's the commercial or social or cultural component of it. And so why is this important and what is your role in the scheme of things?
Well, let me put it this way. All of the systems we are building, we build them that they would maintain, they would be operational up to 180 mile an hour wind. So basically, we expect after a hurricane, we can still produce power. On the east end of Grand Bahama especially, we're going to have that system built in, but it'll be only when power failed from Grand Bahama Power Company, then that system will kick in. Because under the agreement that they have with Grand Bahama Power gives power, they have a contract to produce power for the whole of Grand Bahama. Our position was, after the last hurricane, it took a while before they were able to get the poles down and restore power to the east end of Grand Bahama. So under the loan, that was specified that east end Grand Bahama should have power within a reasonable time. And as long as those panels stand up to 180 miles an hour, hopefully the hurricane wouldn't damage. We may damage one or two, but that's easy to fix. And we'll be back in business within hours rather than weeks or days.
Yeah, because that's a challenging scenario for people to be in.
Yeah.
How will the persons trained in the program be recruited, or is this an open invitation to them who actually do so?
Let me put you to Dr. Davis. She is laughing at me, so she knows.
You know, it's amazing that you should ask that question because, you know, at the beginning we thought, oh, we would have to do so much in terms of recruitment. We sat and with the PE unit, Ministry of Finance, and said, okay, what kind of recruitment strategies would we require? And so we talked about, you know, generation of flyers, using social media. You know, before we even got the flyer out there, we were bombarded at BTVI with interest. And so we want to say to the public now, as Mr. Lancey has said, this is only the first go at it. Not everybody will get in, but we know the interest is there. And so we will be rolling out subsequent cohorts. I'm afraid to even tell you how many many applications we have in the portal already. But let me say this. We won't have trouble finding the 25. We're going to sit around the table and we will vet the applications. And we will ensure that we have representation from Michael, from Grand Bahama, from Abaco, and, of course, from New Providence. First round, second round, third, fourth, fifth. I think we have a program that is going to be a mainstay for BTVI.
You don't have to tell me how many people you have in the portal because there's a great desire and pent-up demand for opportunities, and you know, especially people want to embrace a skill that helps them to matter. Yes. You know, and so this is an opportunity to do that for sure, especially young people who always standardly have a higher unemployment level than the average, the national average, just in most developing countries. That's just a reality.
Yes.
And, so when these 25 people walk away from these programs, what will they be able to do?
Okay, just before you go on to that, I forgot we have all forgotten the component that we are hoping that our industry partners will come on and engage in the
internship
program. So you have the teaching and then you go into an internship program. We are not guaranteeing you a job. We are saying that we are making you ready for employment.
So as Mr. Lancey said, this is going to be an entry-level familiarization, basic introduction to PV solar. And so these persons will be able to work in conjunction with master technicians in the sector. They will support and will have to go through an apprenticeship kind of arrangement that is extended beyond the internship that they will have eventually at the end of the training. So the idea is that they look at becoming familiar with the basics, and I'm going to let the engineer talk about what that looks like. I would have had Kevin Baston here with us as well, but he's on leave. But Mr. Davila is able to talk about what the basic technician or support person working under the qualified, certified person would be able to do.
Yeah, it's quite simple. You know, if a guy goes on the job, I just can't give him a set of prints and say, go do it. No. He would have a good understanding of what needs to be achieved. He would know that their panels, how the panels are connected, where do they go after they're connected. They go to an inverter. He may not know exactly how to put it in the inverter because all inverters are different. But the guy who he works with would have an idea exactly what to do and give him instructions of how to do it. But his basic thing, he would know hooking them in series or parallel. He'll know all of these basic elements of the program. So he won't be lost when he gets on the job.
And what is important with that as well, too, and we, you know, when we look at the trades, we want to underscore the importance of safety.
Yeah.
Safety, safety, safety. Yeah. Because, you know, we are being advised that there are lots of accidents, fires, and related missteps because the installation in this sector is not being done properly. And so a basic component of that training will focus on safety.
because you know.
Which I'm happy you talked about, because you know a lot of people think of solar in a very benign way. You know, like you know when we talk about electricity, everybody thinks, okay, well, you know, that's dangerous. You got to be careful. But people think about solar, like that's the sun. That what's the danger there? But you're right. This is generation of electricity, right?
Solar is just as dangerous as holding a power line, because at the end of that inverter, you can have tremendous electricity coming out of that. You can power anything you want to power. You can power a whole community from the power coming out of that. So you think about you hold the end of that, it'll electrocute you.
Yeah, I think that's important, important for people to take note of. And then when so a lot of these young people then will be getting in on what I call the front end of the crest, because you know we are going to move in this renewable energy area with greater inertia, I believe, and that means that if you're now getting some basic understanding and knowledge and skill, then you could only progress to being even more valuable in that field, or maybe even expert in that field at some point.
You know, and give them opportunities that they can do whatever they please. They can go on their own and become a contractor after having all the experience that they would in the field, or maybe go back to school and expand. Now, it's also, UB is also running a similar course. They're running a similar course for engineers. So it's not just at the BTVI end, it's also at UB who's running an engineering course in solar. So, you know, we've got it covered on both ends.
What interests me, as I told you, this is another language for me here, but the fact that we are able to tie the plumbing and the electrical installation courses also into this whole concept of renewable energy. So for me, who's a layperson, I couldn't see how plumbing had anything to do with this installation and maintenance of these panels or this whole generation system. So it was interesting too. So for me to understand that, and I think that those persons who are going to BTVI, they will also now begin to see that there are other other supporting careers to this renewable energy program.
Absolutely.
When does the training begin?
We are scheduled to begin next month. We are, the application portal is open until the 18th, which is next week. and so we will close it at that point, review those. The train-the-trainer program is culminating, and we envision after we've gone through those applications and sorted through, we can announce the start date. And as there's some logistics that we would need to take care of, inclusive of it'll be a hybrid, some theory, and of course it has to be some practical, where we will fly in the Family Island participants to our main campus in New Providence, where they will spend some time and be able to really do some of the practical components, and then, as we indicated, culminate with an internship with one of our industry partners.
So just to be clear, because, you know, you have lots of people who have already applied to the portal, so you have enough people, you can get 25 people from, but you are saying to folks, apply still, because the deadline for the application hasn't come yet.
Yes, because indeed we will pick the best 25 of the lot.
And you know what I always tell people too is, you know, that's because you don't get in the first round of a program. Don't mind that it's a program that has a termination. You don't know what's going to happen in the future, so put your name in the pot. Because the next time around, you could be a prospect for the next time.
Absolutely. Exactly. Absolutely. Yeah. And there will be several next times.
And this program may be extended to a larger group than 25.
Let's see. Well, Mr. Dabble trying to get me in trouble on the other side of this microphone.
He don't need to get you in trouble, because I've been in the government. When you do good things for young people, it's hard to end good things for young people.
Yes.
That's all I can tell you. There's a program that I started when I was Minister of State for Youth, Sports, and Culture called the Fresh Start Youth unemployment program. Ask them how long that's been going on.
Still going on. Still going on. Yes.
So you never know.
Yes.
All right. So any other information folks need to know, take account of before we go?
No, what I would like to do, though, not on the program, but to give some credit to the IDB and the European Union who are funding the program. And so they have allowed us to, you know, come in and do this kind of work. You know, they only insist that we have we are sure to include females, which we are doing in these programs. But thank you.
And in fact, you know, interestingly, we have a 50-50 break on the instructors. They're 50% women, 50% men. And so we are committed to making sure. And there's the persons with disabilities clause. And then looking at the advocacy and the general social aspect through the workshop with the teachers and students. So this, we're looking at a way of sustaining this effort.
Wonderful, wonderful. And it sounds good. You got the men covered, you got the women covered, you got the disabled covered, you've got our future cleaner energy covered, it's a comprehensive program, just beautiful.
And the facility that we're going to use, we're going to make it complete independent of the grid. It's going to be all solar. Okay. That was Dr. Davis' idea, and we agreed. She said she wanted all solar, she wanted complete independent of the grid. The grid will be the backup, but everything in that facility would run on solar.
But she must have been with me to Georgia Tech University. They have a building they built there, I think for about $1 billion. The building is net. It literally produces good for the environment as opposed to producing any bad, the whole building.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yes.
We intend to do the same thing on that building that we're going to use as a classroom.
Small steps.
For less than a billion.
For less than a billion.
Absolutely. 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 But that's how it starts, with a vision, right? Some intent.
Yes.
Okay. Well, we wish you well. And, you know, knowing people who are behind it, I don't have any doubts that it shall go well. So I thank you so much for sharing this information with us. If anybody wants more information, what can they do?
They can contact us at the BTVI, and we're on the website, www.btvi.edu.bs.
Okay, well, there you have it, folks. Bahamas Technical and Vocational Institute informing you of this wonderful solar program that they have going on. Madam Delazzi told us the name is so long. I'm with her. Yeah. So I look forward to hearing the great things done through this program. Thank you again. So glad y'all could join us.
Thank you again.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, you're listening to Z Live. I'm Shivago Lang, your host. When we come back from the break, I'll be here, but not here live. We'll talk to you again some other time. Take care. Through the storm, whatever weather, cold or warm, send you know that you're not alone. Holler if you feel like you've been down the same road.
Are you ready for the best of the best? Keep the Vibe Alive Music Group up for sound promotion, and Guardian Radio presents the best of the best Reconscript Explosion Concert. Mark your calendars for May 11th as Super Club Breeze's Grounds Ignite with Bahamian Talent, featuring KB, Gino D, Funky D, Veronica Bishop, The Brylanders, Avi, Elon Moxie, and Shine 242.
They know if you like raining.
Join the Falcons, Iron Store, Bill V. Pierre, Johnny Cake, Mama D, Nishi LS, Pat Rami, Stevie S, and Shad Colley and the VIPs for an electrifying night of music and culture. Tickets are flying, so grab yours now. Available online at BahamasEtickets.com or swing by the Beauty Shack on Soldier Road and Carmichael Road. This is the event of the year. The best of the best Rake and Scrape Explosion at Breezes Resorts. Gates open at 6 p.m. Don't miss out on the Bahamian Magic.
Babe, you mash the car?
I ain't mash the car.
The lady run into me, marsh the car.
I hope she had insurance.
If she had insurance, she hop out, pull out her phone, pull up the Royal Star Assurance app, and bang, she was on a video call with an RSA rep, sending pictures of her damage, my damage, filing a claim on the spot.
For real? Our insurance have that kind of app?
You gotta go to RSA for that.
Download the RSA app today or visit rsabahamas.com to submit your claim online. Live chat available weekdays 9 to 5.
All those loans I had were so overwhelming. Fidelity's debt consolidation loan combined all my loan payments into one easy payment with a built-in savings plan that pays me unbeatable interest. It's time to make that move to Fidelity. Call 356-7764.
Fidelity, we're good for you.
Bring your family, bring your friends, bring your gal. Come witness history in the making at the 2024 World Athletic Relays Chase the Sun, Paradise to Paris, happening here in Nassau, Bahamas. Hundreds of the best runners from more than 40 countries will compete for their place in the 2024 Paris Olympics, May 4th and 5th at the Thomas A. Robinson National Stadium. Get your tickets early at worldrelaysbahamas24.org or at the Andre Rogers Baseball Stadium box office.
This is Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
This program is a rebroadcast of a previously aired program.
Your station for up-to-the-minute news, intelligent, interactive, and engaging conversation. 96.9 FM. The views and opinions of the hosts and guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the management and staff of Guardian Network.
Here's Wonder Mike, Hank, and Master G, the Sugar Hill Gang.
See Live on the Record with Trivago Line is brought to you by AML Foods Limited, Burger King, the Cleveland Clinic, the Digital Transformation Unit, Janae's Uniform Center, RF Bank and Trust, and Royal Star Assurance.
To the white, the red, and the brown, and the purple, and yellow. But first, I gotta bang, bang, the boogie to the boogie. Say up, jump the boogie to the bang, bang, boogie. Let's rock. You don't stop, rock the rhythm that'll make your body rock. Well, so far you've heard my voice, but I brought two friends along. And next on the mic is my man Hank. Come on, Hank, sing that song.
Check it out, bro. The women fight for my dear life, but I'm the grand master with the three MCs that shop the house for the young ladies. And when you come inside into the front, you do the freak bank and do the bump. And when the sucker MCs try to prove a point, we'll check the trio with a serious joint. And from sun to sun and from day to day, I sit down and write a brand new rhyme. Because they say that miracles never cease. I've created a devastating masterpiece. I'm gonna rock the mic so you can't resist. Everybody, I say it goes like this. While I was coming home late one dark afternoon, reporter stopped me for an interview. She said she's heard stories and she's heard fables that are visions on the mic. And the turntable, this young reporter I did adore. So I rock the visions rhyme like I never did before. She said, damn, fly guy, I'm in love with you. Casanova legend must have been true. I said, by the way, baby, what's your name? Said, I go by the name Lois Lane. And you can be my boyfriend, you surely can. Just let me quit my boyfriend called Superman. I said, he's a fairy, I do suppose. Flying through the air, the pantyhose. He may be very sexy or even cute, but he looks like a sucker in a blue and red suit. I said, you need a man who's got finesse and his whole name, be able to fly all through the night. But can he rock a party till the early light? He can't satisfy you with his little worm, but I can bust you out with my super sperm. I go do it, I go do it, I go do it, do it. And I'm here, and I'm there. I'm Big Bang Hank, I'm everywhere. I just throw your hands up in the air and party hard like you just don't care. Let's do it. I don't stop, y'all. I take a talk, y'all. You don't stop. I go hotel, hotel. And what you gonna do today? Somebody get a fly girl, gonna get some smack and drive off in a death OJ. Everybody go hotel, motel, Holiday Inn. You say if your girl starts acting up, then you take a friend. I say skip. What can I say? I can't fit them all inside my OJ, so I just take half and bust them out. I give the rest to Master G so he can shock the house.
I said a M-A-S-A-T-E-R.
A G with a double E with the unforgivable name of the man they call a Master G. Well, my name is known all over the world by all the foxy ladies and the pretty girls. I'm going down in history as the baddest rapper that ever could be. Now I'm feeling the highs and you're feeling the lows. The beat starts getting into your toes. You start pumping your fingers and stomping your feet and moving your body while you're sitting in your seat. And then damn, you start doing the freak. I said bam, I ride it out of your seat. Then you throw your hands high in the air. You're rocking to the rhythm, shake your dairy air. You rock it to the beat without a care. You the short shot MCs for the affair. Now I'm not as tall as the rest of the gang, but I rap to the beat just the same. I got a little face and a pair of blind eyes. All I really do, ladies, is hypnotize. Singing on and, on and on and on and on. The beat don't stop until the break of dawn. I sing it on and, on and on and on and on and on. Like a hot butter pop, the pop, the pop, the pop, the pop, 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 pop. You don't dare stop or come alive, y'all. Give me what you got. I guess by now you can take a hunch and find that I am the baby of the bunch. But that's okay, I still keeping strong, cause all I'm here to do is just a wiggle your behind. Sing it on and, on and on and on and on. The beat don't stop until the break of dawn. Sing it on and, on and on and on and on. Rock, rock, y'all. Throw it on the floor. I'm gonna freak you here, I'm gonna freak you there. I'm gonna move you out of this atmosphere. Cause I'm one of a kind and I'll shock your mind. I put the jig, jig, jiggers in your behind. I say the 1, 2, 3, 4. Come on, girls, get on the floor. Come alive, y'all. Give me what you got, cause I'm guaranteed to make you rock. I say the 1, 2, 3, 4, my, what are you waiting for?
To the hip hop, the hip me to the hip, the hip hip hop, and you don't stop rocking to the bang, bang, the boogie. Say up, jump the boogie to the rhythm of the boogie beat. Well, skiddle a bebop, we rock a Scooby Doo. And guess what, America, we love you. Well, cause you rock and roll with us so much so. You can rock till you're 101 years old. I don't mean to brag, I don't mean to boast, but we like hot butter on a breakfast toast. Rock it out, a baby bubble. Bring me the boogie, bang, bang, the boogie to the beat. It's so unique, come on everybody and dance to the beat. Have you ever went over a friend's house to eat and the food just ain't no good? I mean the macaroni soggy, the peas almost, and the chicken tastes like wood. So you try to play it off like you think you can by saying that you're full. And then your friend says, mama, he just being polite, he ain't finished your arm, that's good. So your heart starts pumping and you think of a lie and you say that you already ate. And your friend says, man, there's plenty of food, so you pile some more on your plate. But while the sticky food's steaming, your mind starts to dream another moment, it's time to leave. And then you look at your plate and your chicken's slowly rotting into something that looks like cheese. Oh, so you say, that's it, I got to leave this place, I don't care what these people think. It's with this ugly food that stinks. So you bust out the door while it's still closed, still sick from the food you ate. And then you run to the store for quick relief from a bottle of KO Pectate. And then you call your friend 2 weeks later to see how he has been. And he says, I understand about the food, babe, but we're still friends. With a hip hop, the hippie to the hip hop, hoppy, you don't stop the rocker to the bang bang boogie. Say up jump the boogie to the rhythm of the boogie beat.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to Z Live. I'm Shivago Lang, your host. So glad that you could join us here today on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM on this beautiful Friday afternoon. On this far back Friday afternoon, if you want to give us a call, you can call us on 323-6232 or 326-325-4259. You can text us on 422-4796 or you can WhatsApp me on 439-30443. We are live on Cable Bahamas, channel 969. That's the way my mother, who's celebrating her birthday tomorrow. I mean, celebrating it. She had it the other day, but it's there's going to be a party tomorrow. to celebrate with her. She listens to us on Cable Bahamas, channel 969. You can also catch us on BTC Flow Channel 612. We started you off with some Rapper's Delight because they say that today is the 50th anniversary of rap. That's what they say. I mean, that's always disputed. I mean, if you go and talk to different people, they got different perspectives on when it started, who started it. They say it started in New York, the Bronx. There are people who dispute that. I don't know. I wasn't there. All I know is officially there are people who are celebrating Rap's birth today. And I'm not going to have an all-day rap for you, but I thought I'd
give a little, some of you some nostalgia with some rap music, and so that you could join in the celebrations today. Rap has had a profound impact on culture and social music and the world. Don't get it wrong. I mean, for whether you agree with it or disagree with it, it has had a profound impact. And it has some songs that have some solid and profound message. Rap is like, it's like, you know, when you're standing on the corner talking about what's going wrong in your neighborhood or in your country, when you're dealing with or talking about all the issues, what rappers tended to do was to take all them issues and just put them to a music, poetry mix, you know. And you used to have at one time a lot of the MCs at parties who would be doing this commentary while they play the music, and so that kind of merged into what rap became, as some people like to tell it. Anyway, here's a song I told you before, always loved as one of those in the genre of rap music, and by the late he passed away only this Coolio, Gangsta's Paradise. We can play that for you. Probably play one or two more for you, and we can play some other music for you on this Far Back Friday. Gangsta's Paradise, Coolio.
As I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I take a look at my life and realize there's nothing left. Cause I've been blasting and laughing so long that even my mama thinks that my mind is gone. But I ain't never crossed a man that didn't deserve it. Me be treated like a punk, you know that's unheard of. You better watch how you're talking and where you're walking. Are you and your heart? I really hate the trip, but I gotta low. As they croak, I see my smoke, fool. I'm the kind of G the little homies wanna be like, on my knees in the night, saying prayers in the street light.
Been spending most of the night living in the gangster's paradise. We've been spending most of the night living in the gangster's paradise. We keep spending most of the night living in the gangster's paradise. We keep spending most of the night.
Look at the situation they got me facing. I can't live a normal life. I was raised by the shit, so I gotta be down with the hood team. Too much television watching got me chasing dreams. I'm an educated fool with money on my mind. Got my tin in my hand and a gleam in my eye. I'm a loped out gangster, set tripping banker. And my homies is down, so don't arouse my anger. Fool, death ain't nothing but a heartbeat away. I'm living life, do or die. What can I say? I'm 23 now, but will I live to see 24? The way things are going, I don't know.
Tell me, why are we so blind to see that the ones we hurt are you and me? We've been spending most of the night living in the gangster's paradise. We've been spending most of the night living in the gangster's paradise. We keep spending most of the night living in the gangster's paradise. We keep spending most of the night living in the gangster's paradise.
Power in the power, minute after minute, hour after hour, everybody's running, but half of them ain't looking what's going on in the kitchen. But I don't know what's cooking. They say I got to learn, but nobody's here to teach me. If they can't understand it, how can they reach me? I guess they can't, I guess they won't, I guess they front. That's why I know my life is out of luck, fool.
We've been spending most of the night living in the gangster's paradise. We've been spending most of the night living in the
Yeah.
living with a neurological condition shouldn't define you. At Cleveland Clinic in Florida, we do whatever it takes to make life better today while discovering new treatments for a brighter tomorrow. From epilepsy management to specialized spine care tumor surgery, we're delivering world-class neurology care for the day-to-day, for the days you live for every care in the world. Visit clevelandclinicflorida.org/Caribbean.
If you're looking to diversify your portfolio, chart a course for RF Mutual Funds, where you can get global returns through our suite of internationally invested funds. Get exposure in U.S., Asian, European, and emerging markets without central bank approval. And with financial services leader Morgan Stanley as the advisor of our international funds, you can benefit from RF's global connections. Set sail for international markets today by visiting rfgroup.com. RF. Money at work.
Love the show? Want to give your support? Become a sponsor today. Call 302-2300 for our rates and packages. That's 302-2300. Become a sponsor on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
This is Guardian Radio 9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
This program is a rebroadcast of a previously aired program.
She was